Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read by Sarah, featuring Audiophile magazine. And we're going to start off with some fiction title reviews. The House of Doors by Tan Thuong Eng, read by David Oakes and Louise May Newbury. One of this year's finest novels is also one of its most satisfying audiobooks. Set in colonial Malaya, now part of Malaysia, it marks this author's third nomination for Britain's Booker Prize. These narrators convey the full grace and subtlety of his prose. David Oakes narrates the chapters in the third person, which depict author W. Somerset Maugham's visit to Penang in 1921 with his secretary and lover, Gerald Haxton. In alternating chapters, Louise May Newbury narrates a first-person account by his hostess, Leslie Hamlin, which describes a 1911 murder trial that will become Maugham's story, The Letter. Leslie has her own story, which unfolds in counterpoint to the one she tells. Both narrators are outstanding as they convey atmosphere, character, and the author's post-colonial perspective with confidence and sensitivity. It's available from Bloomsbury Publishing, 11.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition at digital download for $24. The End of the World is a Cul-de-Sac, stories by Louise Kennedy, read by Breed Brennan. Award-winning Irish actor Breed Brennan employs her melodic contralto to fine effect in her excellent narration of Louise Kennedy's debut short story collection. Uncompromising and often dark, with flashes of humour, the stories explore the lives of women in Ireland, addressing issues of identity, poverty, marriage and sexuality. Brennan won an Earphones Award for her performance of Kennedy's debut novel Trespasses, and she understands the author's mix of the visceral and the understated. Without building many voices, Brennan gives characters just enough individuality for listeners to feel in their conversations hope, intimidation, happiness, or pain. When necessary, she adds a hint of emotional distance to her naturally warm voice, a kindness that helps listeners through the moments of grief in this memorable collection. It's available from Penguin Audio, 7.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-9063 for $17.50. Books on tape has the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-9070 for $66.50. The Manor House Governess by C.A. Castle, read by Cloud Quinn. Cloud Quinn gives a beguiling performance of this queer and atmospheric ode to Jane Austen. Bronn is queer, gender-fluid, lonely, and obsessed with Austen, Bronte, and other 19th-century British authors. After he's rejected from Oxford, he takes a job as a governess for Ada, a spirited girl who lives in a massive manor house. Soon, he's knee-deep in the family secrets and caught up in the orbit of Ada's mysterious older brother, Darcy. Quinn's narration is expressive and wonderfully wide-ranging. He voices Bronn with a mix of breathy excitement, languid reflection, huffy indignation, and dramatic flair. He easily slips into the voices of Bronn's young pupil, her gruff but kind father, and the prim but alluring Darcy. A lively, suspenseful production. Available from Dreamscape, 10.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1-66-66-50167 for $48.99. So Late in the Day by Claire Keegan, read by Claire Keegan. Claire Keegan narrates her story about a Friday in the life of a Dublin office worker. Her deep voice, a trifle raspy, conveys its darkness of mood. An Irishman named Cahal returns home to his flat, where no one welcomes him, not even his cat. This story depicts the endemic misogyny that can thwart relationships. Ingrained in Cahal is a stinginess of spirit. He was once engaged to a lively French girl charmingly portrayed by Keegan, but he failed to unbend and celebrate the simple joys of companionship. Though this story unfolds in less than an hour, it creates a fully developed portrayal of a man lacking in generosity, empathy, or humor. Keegan is both a skilled narrator and the creator of a small literary gem. It's available from Faber & Faber, 50 minutes long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download for $10.90. The Bee Sting by Paul Murray, read by Heather O'Sullivan, Barry Fitzgerald, Bo Holland, Kieran O'Brien, and Lisa Carucci-Okami. A talented ensemble of narrators performs Paul Murray's Booker shortlisted novel about an Irish family that is falling apart at the seams. Kieran O'Brien performs the perspective of Dickie, a seemingly oblivious car salesman whose business is going under after the financial crash. Bo Holland narrates the perspective of Dickie's shopaholic wife, who is scheming to have her father-in-law come and set her husband's business to rights. The couple's teenage daughter, Cassie, portrayed by Heather O'Sullivan, and her anxious brother, PJ, performed by Barry Fitzgerald, each have secrets of their own. The narrators embody their characters, capturing their insecurities and eccentricities as their familial relationships deteriorate. Together, they create a cohesive portrait of a family on the brink of disaster. It's available from Audible, 26 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download for $39.95. And we move on now to history and biography titles. The Palace, From the Tudors to the Windsors, 500 Years of British History at Hampton Court, by Gareth Russell, read by John Telfer. Along with its many other pleasures, this engaging audiobook demonstrates how vast and, at the same time, how very intimate 5 centuries can feel. John Telfer narrates the story of England's Hampton Palace with gusto, grace, and fine enunciation, clearly relishing the narrative's rich historical and sensory detail and its many points of high drama. As a focal point, Hampton Court is an effective anchor for compressing the long, tangled history of a British monarchy. For instance, 2 successive owners, Cardinal Wolsey and Anne Boleyn, frame a familiar chapter in the reign of Henry VIII. But however familiar the tale, the sharpness of detail and the narrator's high spirits breathe new life into the telling and make this exceptional listening. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 14.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-179-716-9149 for $24.99. The Dictionary People, The Unsung Heroes Who Created the Oxford English Dictionary, by Sarah Ogilvy, read by Joan Walker and Sarah Ogilvy. British voice artist Joan Walker's plummy, warm voice charms listeners as thoroughly as does Sarah Ogilvy's marvellous account of the Oxford English Dictionary's unsung heroes. Begun in 1857, the OED depended on volunteers around the world who submitted words and citations of first use found in every kind of publication. They were a fascinating cross-section of society, from criminals and lunatics, suffragettes and stuffy bankers, to spinsters and entire families. Ogilvy, who reads the inviting introduction, clearly adores these obsessed characters, and Walker does too. Narrating with an audible smile, attentive pacing and appreciative tone, she highlights the whimsy and emphasizes the seriousness of the massive ongoing endeavour. Ogilvy and Walker's shared delight in these wordaholics is contagious. Prepare to be charmed. It's available from Random House Audio, 11 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-0593788554 for $22.50. Books on tape as a library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0593788561 for $95. Hide and Seek with Angels, A Life of J.M. Barrie, by Lisa Cheney, read by Simon Vance. Simon Vance's pleasant, inviting tones draw listeners into Cheney's expansive examination of J.M. Barrie's remarkable life. Cheney traces Barrie's modest beginnings as a Scottish weaver's son, whose mother paid little attention to him, preferring instead his older brother David. Sadly, David died in a skating accident at 13, and Jamie made up stories to assuage his mother's grief. He never stopped, becoming one of the most well-known and wealthiest authors of his time. The author covers much of Barrie's writing, as well as a great deal of his personal life, but shies away from any psychological investigation. There's nothing flashy in this understated performance. To great effect, Vance relies on his impeccable timing and resonant voicing to introduce Peter Pan's famous creator. It's available from Oasis Audio, 16.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1-64-555-6473 for $49.99. Divine Might, Goddesses in Greek Myth, by Natalie Haynes, read by Natalie Haynes. In her latest book of essays, Haynes gives a new, more feminist perspective on many of the goddesses of Greek mythology, including major figures like Athene, Hera, Demeter, Hestia, and Aphrodite. She discusses their roles and how society has viewed them throughout history. Haynes asks listeners to examine our more traditional assumptions about these goddesses and how patriarchal structures inspired our notions about them. Her performance highlights the emotional weight of the betrayals and losses these figures experienced, but she balances the more difficult moments with a conversational style that is warm, charming, and even funny. The overall effect causes listeners to feel as if they are sitting right there, in person, hanging on every word. It's available from Harper Audio, 9.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-331-4696 for $27.99. Founding Partisans, Hamilton, Madison, Jefferson, Adams, and the Brawling Birth of American Politics, by H.W. Brands, read by Robert Fass. For those who think today's political climate is more partisan than ever, this audiobook will reveal how political disagreements and competing philosophies on the best way to move the nation forward have always been part of our history. Robert Fass brings to this engaging and enlightening history a measured tone that is just right. He captures what must have been highly charged back and forths between such luminaries as Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison. Fans of history about the founding of the U.S. will appreciate how Fass manages to bring to life just how contentious times were as the nation was being formed and battles were taking place over the degree to which the federal government should have power over the 13 states. It's available from Random House Audio, 16.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0593749029 for $25. Books on Tape has the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0593749036 for $95. And now for some biography and memoir titles. Madonna, A Rebel Life by Mary Gabriel, read by Elise Arsenault. Elise Arsenault expertly delivers a truly excellent and detailed look at singer Madonna's life. From her humble beginnings, Madonna has become an icon for her music, as well as the causes she has championed over the years, such as AIDS awareness. Despite her success, she, like many celebrities, has also endured criticism for her choices of artistic expression. Arsenault offers a clear delivery of the narrative and provides emotional depth when depicting important conversations or thoughts from Madonna and the people in her life. Though this is a lengthy audiobook, Arsenault's smooth transitions through the stages of Madonna's life create a well-paced journey through all of her highs and lows. It's available from Hachette Audio, 41.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1-54-914-9320 for $49.99. My Name is Barbara, by Barbara Streisand, read by Barbara Streisand. This is a nuanced, opinionated memoir written and narrated by one of the greatest entertainers ever, EGOT-winning Barbara Streisand. While the early chapters sound a bit tentative, she comes into her own quickly. Her voice is in a lower register than in many of her most famous recordings, and listeners will likely be charmed by the conversational style of both her prose and performance. The production is peppered with the briefest of recorded excerpts. Through those musical interludes, we see Streisand's evolution from Brooklyn housing projects to Malibu compounds. Listeners will also likely enjoy her highly personal reflections on working with and knowing others such as Brando Redford Wyler and her husband James Brolin. Ultimately, Streisand sounds content. For her, this is significant. It's available from Penguin Audio, 48.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-8448 for $50. Books on tape as the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-8455 for $95. Worthy by Jada Pinkett Smith, read by Jada Pinkett Smith. Actor and talk show host Jada Pinkett Smith foreshadows the range of emotions she projects in her memoir by beginning with quiet despair and transitioning to a fierce tone. Smith shares intimate details of growing up in Baltimore with a mother who was addicted to heroin and an absent father. She was raised mainly by her grandmother. Smith shouts as she recounts being held at gunpoint while dealing drugs in her youth. She speaks fondly of the late legendary rapper Tupac Shakur, with whom she formed an everlasting bond as a teen. A sound bowl rings at each turning point in Smith's life before she shares an inspiring revelation and softly asks listeners introspective questions. The details of Smith's life, including the infamous slap, are captivating. It's available from Harper Audio, 15 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-332-0710 for $27.99. The Woman in Me by Britney Spears, read by Michelle Williams, with an introduction by Britney Spears. Actor Michelle Williams delivers a tell-all memoir from Britney Spears. As a child star on the Mickey Mouse Club and a teenage pop star, Spears always felt that other people were making decisions for her and was constantly tempted to quit show business. Williams uses a direct approach to voice Spears' feelings, and these passages carry even more weight in this audiobook than the dramatic events of her life. Some key moments are already public knowledge, but Williams's narration gives added perspective on the trauma, stress, and pressure Spears endured for so many years. Rarer joyful moments are delivered with warmth, reminding listeners that Spears is more than the spectacle the media has made her out to be. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 5.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1797159515 for $24.99, also available as a CD. Remembrance, Selected Correspondence of Ray Bradbury, by Ray Bradbury, edited by Jonathan R. Eller. Read by Dan Bittner, Jack Roy, Fred Sanders, Byron Wagner, and Eunice Wong. Over his stellar 75-year career, genre-bending dark fantasy novelist-slash-playwright Ray Bradbury corresponded with just about everyone from science fiction grandmasters to U.S. presidents to Hollywood directors. Capturing Bradbury's easy sincerity, abundant enthusiasm, and mid-century Midwestern drawl, Byron Wagner leads a fine group of voice talents in narrating Bradbury's letters and the illuminating responses he received from Arthur C. Clarke, Graham Greene, Federico Fellini, and others. Bradbury discusses his family, fortune, the Martian Chronicles, Moby Dick, blacklisting, the space age, world literature, and, most importantly, his work. He loved his chosen profession, and listening to his comments on the process and discipline of the craft is an education in itself. Entertaining, vibrant, and edifying, the world, words, and thoughts of a true American treasure. Available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 14 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1797167954 for $29.99. And let's finish off with some science fiction and fantasy titles. All Systems Red, The Murderbot Diaries 1, by Martha Wells, read by David Kwikwi, Kaya Freites, Zeke Alton, and a full cast. A cast of stellar narrators brings this adaptation of Wells's sci-fi thriller to new heights. The apathetic security robot, self-dubbed Murderbot,
is tasked with protecting a team of human scientists on a remote planetary mission. Unbeknownst to the scientists, Murderbot has hacked its own system, gaining control of the modules that govern its behaviors. And it's a good thing it has. Its freedom enables it to protect the humans from another team that is determined to kill them. David Kuikui's Murderbot stands out amid the performances, in particular because of his stunning chemistry with Kaya Freites, who voices the team's leader. The narrators are joined by an atmospheric soundtrack and explosive sound effects that immerse listeners in the action. It's available from Graphic Audio, 3 hours long. It's an audio program. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 979-889-055-0521 for $11.99. Also available as MP3. Orbital by Samantha Harvey, read by Sarah Noddy. Sarah Noddy offers a luminous narration of Harvey's latest sci-fi, which follows 4 astronauts and 2 cosmonauts aboard a space station orbiting the Earth. In a measured, thoughtful tone, Noddy provides a window on the crew's life in orbit, from the dreary mundanity of a malfunctioning toilet to the unsettling awe brought forth by a spacewalk. The crew members reach for connections with each other as they mourn lost family members, fall into unmoored dreams, debate the existence of God, and consider their futures. Noddy skillfully moves between the solemn, meditative language and the exquisite images that speak volumes. Detritus left by an implacable storm juxtaposed with gem-like tears floating in zero gravity. This delicately narrated audio, layering the otherworldly with the ordinary, makes for a transfixing, unputdownable listen. It's available from Recorded Books, 5 hours long, unabridged. Library edition digital download, ISBN 979-889-059-4389 for $20.33. Also available as CD or MP3. Iron Flame, Empyrean, Book 2, by Rebecca Yarros, read by Rebecca Soler and Teddy Hamilton. Rebecca Soler's captivating narration, coupled with Teddy Hamilton's collaborative touch, plunges listeners into the spellbinding realm of Basgiev War College. Chronicling Violet Sorengale's unyielding fortitude amid grueling trials, encounters with dragons, and intricate relationships, the story emphasizes action and camaraderie over romantic involvements. The intense moments and unforeseen twists sustain an air of suspense. Soler's varied character voices and emotionally charged delivery leave a lasting impression, although occasional hiccups like mouth noises and subtle voice confusion slightly detract from the overall immersive experience. Despite these minor interruptions and a brief lull in momentum in the initial half, the audiobook steadily ascends to a climactic peak, leaving ardent fans anticipating the next chapter in this gripping series. It's available from Recorded Books, 28.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-1705085080 for $29.99. Also available as CD or MP3. Generation Ship by Michael Mamet, read by Natalie Nordis. Listeners will become immersed in Mamet's space odyssey thanks to expert narration by Natalie Nordis. Her vocal acuity gives each character a unique sound, and her acting brings the story to life. This standalone space opera with contemporary political sensibilities and intriguing scientific ideas features a diverse space crew. Having traveled 250 years and 27 light-years from Earth, the crew must now explore and colonize their target planet. But the scientists are saying that may not be the best or safest move. The tension Nordis conveys will keep listeners on the edge of their seats. It's available from Harper Audio, 16.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-325-3001 for $27.99. And that's it for me for today. Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read by Sarah.
This is AfterSight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Rural population loss has reversed a bit over the past 2 years. A Daily Yonder analysis of census data shows in 2023, rural America gained newcomers for the second year in a row.
Most of the growth occurred in rural counties closer to cities.
Daily Yonder data reporter Sarah Malott points to Jackson County, Georgia, near Athens, where more than 4,000 people moved. She says people are coming from other parts of the country or the world, with some regions gaining more than others.
The Southeast saw some of the most dramatic changes. Florida and South Carolina in particular saw a huge boom in population.
And more good news. In some rural places, employment opportunities have grown to now be comparable with urban areas. But as Bea Partella found, that's coming with challenges.
Despite ample employment opportunities, it can be challenging to fill job openings, as Open Campus reporter Nick Forizos explains.
Some of the challenges rural communities are facing are actually growth challenges. Not enough housing, not having enough broadband infrastructure.
Rural colleges are scrambling to address workforce shortages. He says Montana schools are pioneering a change in curricula to help provide workers with practical skills the new employers need.
Skills-based curriculum that is more flexible, that can be changed quickly to meet new employer needs, to make education more valuable and practical amidst this rapidly changing economy.
Borisos expects Montana will see the effects of that in 2 to 5 years, and the rest of the country after that. I'm Bea Portella.
Colorado voted for a 2022 ballot measure to get more fresh, nutritious foods into school cafeterias. And the Healthy School Meals for All initiative also aims to boost the state's rural ag communities. Taylor Frederick with Nourish Colorado says school meal providers are building best practices in their school districts, including how to work with local farms and ranches.
How you can find your local producer and even how to put out specific bids for specific local items and working these sorts of things in your menus.
A new online guidebook offers tips and tools for starting and sustaining the farm-to-school programs. You could say St. George, South Carolina is putting on the grits. It's the annual Rollin' in the Grits Festival, April 12th to be exact. The main event requires that pre-weighed contestants dive into a large pool of grits to see how much weight they can add when the tiny bits of ground corn stick to them. Whoever gains the most weight wins. No grits, no glory. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Attention caregivers in Boulder County. Navigating the pharmacy process for your loved ones can be streamlined with the right knowledge. The Boulder County Area Agency on Aging, or BCAAA, offers insights to make prescription management less overwhelming. You'll need to provide essential information like name, date of birth, address, allergies, and Medicare details. The process typically follows these steps. The physician sends the prescription to a pharmacy. It's processed through your insurance, and you're informed about the copay. Be aware of the medication's availability, and if there's a back order, know how to transfer prescriptions if necessary. Independent pharmacies may offer a more personalized service and should be considered. Don't forget to check on delivery options and associated costs. For a detailed guide on handling prescriptions and pharmacy-related concerns, and to tap into a wealth of caregiving resources, reach out to the BCAAA. Call them at 303-441-1617 or visit BoulderCountyHelp.org. And for questions directly related to this message, you can contact Karen McFarlane, a passionate and experienced pharmacy technician, at 303-440-3111. BCAAA and its dedicated team are here to empower caregivers with the support and information needed to care for their loved ones effectively.